This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Physical therapy is often difficult and painful, but some rehab clinics are convinced it can also be fun. They're using interactive video game systems as part of the therapy. From member station WCMU in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, Amy Robinson reports.
The cafeteria at Stratford Village in Midland, Michigan, has just cleared out after lunch. Now residents with wheelchairs and walkers are trickling back in for afternoon therapy. Therapists break out the Wii, a video game more associated with adolescence than geriatrics. For 87-year-old Julia Lee, therapy starts in the virtual boxing ring. She's working on upper body strength and has challenged her son James to a bout. But once in the ring, motherly instinct seems to take a back seat to the thrill of competition.
You're hammering me, Mom. You're hammering me.
And after three rounds, James has about had it.
A flurry of punches in the late rounds. The youngster's petered himself out. He's going down.
It may be hard at first blush to see how hammering your son in a virtual boxing ring can translate to quality physical therapy. But Janice Lane, another patient who's pitted herself against the computer, says interactive games like the Wii make the tedious business of rehab easier to take.
It's just so much fun. I just love it. And I'm thinking of buying one. I really am. I think the kids would love it.
As simple as it might sound, the fun nature of video gaming is what makes it attractive as a therapy tool. With the Wii, a handheld controller translates your body movements into images on the screen. You swing your arm, and on the screen, you're golfing.
We have been looking at it very carefully. The Wii is a new animal.
Yuling Shao is research coordinator at the Erickson Foundation, an organization that runs senior communities around the country. He says the foundation has purchased Wiis for each of its communities, more for socialization than rehabilitation, but he thinks the Wii and other interactive games have tremendous potential for the rehab world. Though Shao cautions, the games are just that, games. And this new approach to rehab right now has very little research behind it.
The smart researchers will start off in a modest fashion, not rely solely on what intuitively seems to be true. You know, if a person is using this system and they're improving their bowling score or their tennis score, that automatically means that you have some type of meaningful improvement from a rehabilitation definition. Can't do that. You really need to go about it in a more objective, rational way.
Even the American Physical Therapy Association says it's unclear how many rehab centers are using interactive gaming at this time. And the group says research is needed before they'll take a position on the new technology. Shao says if interactive gaming can stand up to the rigors of research, it holds the promise to be a boon to the world of rehab.
I don't think that it's going to be a tool that replaces all their tools, but I definitely think that it will be an evolving tool which will hopefully earn its legitimate spot in the toolbox.
And in the rehab industry, it may be the only tool that comes with a joystick and a cheering section. For NPR News, I'm Amy Robinson.